Gemara Megillah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, says as follows. The Gemara Megillah brings that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wanted to be Oikir Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Bikesh Lakir Tisha B'Av. This is a brisa that Rabbi wanted to be Oikir Tisha B'Av. And the Chachamim did not agree with him, did not allow that to happen. So the Gemara at the end says that wasn't going on exactly what it sounded like was going on. That Rebbe wanted to be Oikir Tisha B'Av. It was only that specific year. Rebbe had a certain cheshbon. But the Gemara in the beginning thinks that the Pshat and the Braisa is Pashat, that Rebbe wanted to be Oikir Tisha B'Av. So that has the Havamin of the Gemara there in Megillah. There's a famous Tosis in Megillah over there. Tosis in that Gemara on the Chayim and Beis, Tosis Dira Maskalu Bikesh, says, what's going on? How could there be such a Havamina that Rebbe wanted to be Oikir Tisha B'Av? How could there be such a thing? First of all, it's not possible to be Oikir Tisha B'Av. It says if someone eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, so Ein Araya Ben Achama, it's a very chamadic thing. How could Rebbe have been Oikir Tisha B'Av? More importantly, Tosis asks that we have a Yesod that Ein Bezdin Yochol Avatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi. One Bezdin cannot be Mavatel, nullify the words of another Bezdin, a previous Bezdin. Elim Kain Gadol Heimenu B'Chachma U'V'Minyan. The only way a Bezdin could come and say, even though Bezdin 200 years ago made a certain takana, we today are going to nullify that takana, is only if they're smarter than the ones in the previous generation and they have bigger numbers. So, Ein Bezdin Yochol Avatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi. That's a Mishnah, that's a Gemara, in many places brings it down. So how could it be that there was a takana, the Chachamim said that on Tisha B'Av, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, on Tisha B'Av, we're supposed to fast. And Bikesh Rebbe, Lakar Tisha B'Av. So again, at the end of the Gemara, it works out, the Rebbe didn't want to be Oikar, the whole idea of Tisha B'Av, Rebbe just had a cheshbon for that year. But the Gemara at first deals with that Avamina, that Rebbe wanted to be Oikar Tisha B'Av. So how does this reconcile with the idea that Ein Bezdin, Yochol Avatel, Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi, Elam Kein God Leimenu B'Chachu V'Minyan? This is the question that Tosis is bothered. So Tosis gives an answer. Tosis gives really two terutzim. I'd like to focus on his second answer. Tosis' second answer is Inami Yeshloimar Derotza La'akroi Mitshi Ulakavei Ba'asiri. This that we thought that Rebbe wanted to be Oikir Tisha B'Av every year and not just that specific year, even on that, even if we say that he wanted to be Oikir every year, it does not mean that Rebbe wanted to be Oikir Tisha B'Av totally. What it means is that he wanted to change the day of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was a Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, so he wanted to change it to the tenth day. That's what Rebbe wanted to do. So again, the Gemara says that Rebbe wanted to be Oikir Tisha B'Av. Tosis has a problem. How could it be that Rebbe would be Oikir Tisha B'Av? The day of Tisha B'Av was established as a Tainus even before Rebbe came around. So how could we come now and say in the times of Rebbe that we're greater, B'chachmo V'minyan? So Tosis says, Enechanami. Rebbe couldn't have been Oikir Tisha B'Av and nullified the whole din of Tisha B'Av. Rebbe just wanted to change Tisha B'Av from the ninth day of Av to the tenth day of Av. That's how Tosis answers his question. So the Achronim have a big problem with this Tosis. The Rashash over there on the Gemara, on that Tosis in Megillah, and the Marat Tzchias. Right over there, other Achronim as well. They have a problem with Tosis. But Tosis had a problem. You can't be Mevatel an earlier Takana of Bezdin, unless you're greater B'chachmo V'minyan, which usually doesn't happen. So Tosis says, it can't be that he was Mevatel Tisha B'Av. So what is Tosis' answer? No, he didn't want to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av. He wanted to change it from the ninth day to the tenth day. That's also being Mevatel Bezdin Chaveroi. Bezdin didn't say you could fast whenever you want. Bezdin said we fast on Tisha B'Av. That was a Chachamim Kaveh HaTakana, that we should fast on Tisha B'Av. Why do we fast on Tisha B'Av? Because the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened on Tisha B'Av. So to change it to another day is a bittul, even if you have a cheshbon, why Rebbe wanted to change it to another day, but that is a bittul of Divrei Bezdin. Tosis' problem was that Rebbe couldn't change it because the Bezdin earlier, you can't nullify the takana of the Bezdin earlier. So how does Tosis make anything better? It's not like a Zaitik Akasha that we found on Tosis. Tosis' own question, how did he answer his question? Said he wanted to change it for the ninth day of tenth day. So it's changing the day. That's also doing something against what the Bezdin originally was Masaki. Lamaisa, if you look in the Rishonim and that Sugya, the Ritva and Megillah ask Mamish this question. The question that the Achronim asks on Tosis, the Ritva brings down his Tosis. Says Tosis is bothered that Rebbe couldn't be Mavatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi. So Tosis says that they wanted to make it instead of the ninth, they wanted to make it the tenth day. Says the Ritva, V'lo yarati l'soif daitam. I don't understand what Tosis accomplished. The Im Kain, Afilu la'akroi l'yur, or l'yur aleph, even to change Tisha B'Av to the 10th day or the 11th day, lo yoyachol. If it's true that you can't be mevatel divrei bezn chaveroi, so to change it on a different day is also a problem. To kivan shaharishainim kavu b'tisha b'av, since the original chachamim were kaveh established the fast on tisha b'av, af pazeh, also in such a scenario, when you change it to 10th or 11th, yesh mishum bitul divrei bezn chaveroi. It's the same problem of bitul bezdin chaveri. Bitul bezdin doesn't mean that you're mevatel takon. You say you don't have to fast at all. If bezdin said fast on a specific day and you change it to a different day, that's also being mevatel, something that bezdin said. So what's the pashut pshat here in Tosis? The Tosis holds that they could have changed, that Rebbe could have changed it from the ninth day to the tenth day of Av. The Ritva adds that maybe you'll say the following terms to nullify a takona and say don't make a fast of Tisha B'Av b'chlal and never fast. So then, That's called a bittul. You're nullifying a takana. Here, we're just changing it, changing the days. Tisha B'Av still exists, just a day later on the 10th day of Av. Maybe changing the days is not called being mevatel divrei bezdin chaveri. Says the Ritva that there's a mefurish gemara that that's not true. The first gemara Megillah says that when it says that they made a special day that the people in the villages could read on Yud Aleph, on the 11th day of Adar, on the 12th day, the gemara says there, that it must be that in the original takana of Kriyas HaMegillah, they were able to read on the 11th and 12th, on the Yom HaKnisa, the villagers. Why must it be in the original takana? Because if the original takana was on Yudalit and Tesvav only, if it was only on the 14th and 15th, so they can't now change it to the 11th and the 12th and the 13th, because Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi Elam Kein Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma V'Minyan. So you see over there in that gemara, even though we're not discussing nullifying Kriyas HaMegillah, we're discussing just changing it to a different day, that's also called being Mevatel, what Bezdin said. And the Svara is Pashut, because Bezdin said do it on this day. So you're changing it to a different day, even if you're doing the same thing, but if you're doing it at the wrong time, that's also a bittul of Bezdin. That's what's Mavur in the Gemara on Daf Beis. Says the Ritva, so over here, so we're back to our problem on Tosis. Tosis says you can't be Mevatel what an earlier Bezdin did, so therefore Rebbe definitely wasn't Mevatel Tisha B'Av. All he wanted to do was take it away from the ninth day and make it the tenth day. That should be the same problem. That means Rebbe wants to be Mevatel something that Bezdin did, which was to make a fast on Tisha B'Av and make it on Asiri B'Av. That should lechora be the same problem of being mevatel divrei bezdin chaveri. So what I would like to suggest as pshat and Tosis is the yisoid. Yisoid has to do with tainius in general. Specifically, it's negeah by asara b'tevis, and that's what I wanted to say today. There is a Mishnah Megillah right over there on Amud Aleph. Mishnah Megillah daf hey Amud Aleph that says as follows: if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, sometimes it comes out in the calendar. Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. So we don't fast on Shabbos. We don't have all the dinim of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. It's nidchel yom rishon. Tisha B'Av is pushed off to yom rishon to Sunday. That's a beferish mishnah lagabei Tisha B'Av. So Rashi over there on that mishnah says that even though the mishnah says Tisha B'Av, the mishnah doesn't mean only Tisha B'Av. Hu adin asara b'teves yud zayin tamuz v'chol natanesim. All the tanesim, if it comes out on Shabbos, if it were to come out on Shabbos, we wouldn't fast on Shabbos. We would push it off to Sunday. It's called that the Tainus is Nidcha, the Tainus is pushed off in favor of Shabbos. Why did the Mishnah say Tisha B'Av? Because that is the most Chomer Tainus for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But surely any other Tainus is not going to be any more Chomer than Tisha B'Av. So if Tisha B'Av is pushed off from Shabbos, or the other Tanesim as well will be pushed off. That is the pshat that Rashi says. And if you look LaHalacha in the Rambam, in Hilchas Tainus, the Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam in Hilchas Tainus, Perek Hei Halacha Hei, Rambam says there that if Tisha B'Av or any of the other fasts falls out on Shabbos, any of the other fasts, even Asara B'Tevis, any other fast, if it falls out on Shabbos, we will push it off to Sunday. That is the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. When a Tainus comes out on Shabbos, do you push it off to Sunday or not? So on Tisha B'Av, it's a Mefurish Mishnah, that you push it off to Sunday. On the other fast, the Mishnah doesn't say it beferish, but Rashi and the Rambam say that you would push it off to Sunday. However, the Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Hilchas Tainus, the Beis Yosef in Ar HaChaim, Simin Tav Kuf Nun, brings that this is not agreed upon by everyone. There is a shita, a chiddush, a shita of the Avudrom. The Avudrom is a Talmud of the Tur, and the Avudrom's shita is like this: that every Tainus, Tisha B'Av, and other Tanesim, if it would fall out on Shabbos, he would push it off to Sunday. But Asara B'Teves, if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, he would fast even on Shabbos. That's what the Avudrom says. Amaridik a chiddush. Asara B'Teves, who meshunim ishar Tainus. Asara B'Teves is different than all other fastings. You cannot push it off to another day. That means the day we're standing on now, Asara Batavis, which is a fast day, if it would fall out on Shabbos, which with today's calendar, it can never fall out on Shabbos. But the Avodram says, if it were to be that it would fall out on Shabbos, then we wouldn't be able to push it off. We'd have to fast on Shabbos. This is something that's unique to Asara Batavis. No other Tainis do we have this, except of course Yom Kippur. But no other Tainis Midrabanan do we have this din that it will be Doicha Shabbos. Where does he get this from? Says the Avodram, Mipnesha Nemar Boy, because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, referring to Asara B'teves, it says, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. You should write down this day, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, on this very day, there should be a fast called Asara B'teves. If it says that it's on this very day, so it's on this very day, even if it's on Shabbos. Now, the Beis Yosef adds a few words when he says this Avodram, and he says, V'lo yadati minayin lo yzeh. It says Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, that's the day of the fast. I'm not sure where the Avodram sees this idea that even if it would come out on Shabbos, you would have to fast on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av is also supposed to be on the 9th day of Av. And Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is on the 17th day of Tammuz. Every fast has its own day. And even so, if it comes out on Shabbos, we will push it off to another day. So why specifically by Asara B'Teves is the din that if it would come out on Shabbos, we have to fast even on Shabbos? So there are Pshatim, the Yaris Dvash, that's Rav Yonis and Apshitz, has a drasha about this, that he says that he makes a cheshbon, kedarkoi, that he has a lot of cheshbonis in the history, and he says that what happened was the Asara B'Teves. Why do we fast on Asara B'Teves? That was the day that Nebuchadnezzar came and besieged Jerusalem, surrounded Jerusalem, and that was the beginning of the end, so to speak, of the churban of the first Beis Hamikdash. So he says, he makes a cheshbon, that happened on Shabbos. If you look back, if you count back in that year, that cheshbon was on Shabbos. Chassam Sofer says so as well. Chassam Sofer has a drasha of that they used to give on the 8th day of Tevis. So on Joshua Leches Tevis, the Chassam Sofer also says that it comes that Dafka Nebuchadnezzar wanted to besiege the city on Shabbos. So if it was Dafka on Shabbos, so some say that's why this has a special unique thing, not that Asara B'Teves is any different than any other fast day. So since it happened, we know that it happened on Shabbos, so then you would fast even if it happened on Shabbos. Not really, the Avodram stresses the fact that it says Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh specifically there, but according to this Vart, it has nothing to do with the fact that Asara B'Teves is different than any other fast day, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, it has to do with simple historical fact that it came out on Shabbos, and therefore we have to fast even if it will come out on Shabbos. That's the pshat that the Chassam Sofer says and Rabbi Yonis and Apshitz. However, what I would like to say over today is a pshat that I saw that Rabbi Chaim says, and Rabbi Chaim, besides the Sefer on the Rambam, has a Sefer called Chidushei Agrach. It's printed originally in stencil form, Chidushei Agrach on Shas, and in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chesam Beis, where it mentions there all about the four Tanesim. So Rabbi Chaim says the following Yisod. He brings down that the Bahag holds what we said over from the Avodram, that Asara B'Teves is different than all other fast days, that if Asara B'Teves would fall on Shabbos, you would have to fast on Shabbos. Because it says Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. So Rabbi Chaim adds a few lines to explain what's pshat in this shita. And this, I think, is a Marizik Yisod. Rabbi Chaim says like this. Every other fast day is referred to in Tanakh is referred to by its month. It says, the Pesukim say in Treyaser, in Zechariah, Paraches, it says, the Tzoyim HaRavi, the Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShavi, the Tzoyim HaAsiri. There's the fast day of the fourth, the fast day of the fifth, the fast day of the seventh, the fast day of the tenth. What does that mean? The fast day of the fourth, what's the fourth month? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. That's the fast day of Tammuz, the Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. Tzoyim HaChamishi, the fifth month, is of, that's Tisha B'Av. Will be Tzoyim HaShvi, the Tzoyim of the Tzoyim Midrabanan of the seventh month of Tishrei. That's Tzoyim Gedalia. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. Not Yom Kippur. Tzoyim Gedalia. And Tzoyim HaAsiri is the tenth month. That's Asara B'Teves. Not because it's Asara, but because it's Teves. Tzoyim HaAsiri, the tenth month, is Teves. So the Pesukim call it Tzoyim HaRavi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, and Tzoyim HaAsiri. Says Reb Chaim, the main takana that the Chachamim in the days of these terrible stories that happened in the time of Gedalia ben Achikam by Tzem Gedalia, in the times of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, the main takana that Chazal said to do, that the Torah, the Divrei Kabbalah, in the times of the Nevi'im, the main takana that they said to do was to fast in the fourth month. This was a month that had Peronius in it, the month of Tammuz. The day that it happened was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. So the day we commemorate that is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. But the Iker Takana that Chazal wanted to be Koveh here was to fast on the fourth month. And that's why it's very bediktuk referred to in the Torah, in the Pesukim in Zechariah, as Tzoyim HaRavi. because it just happens to be that it happened on the 17th day, but nothing is so special about the 17th day. We'll fast on Shavasa B'Tammuz because that was the day that it happened. But the main takana of Chazal was to make a fast in the Revi, Tzayim Revi in the fourth month. Since it happened on Shavasa, we do Shavasa. The Tisha B'Av, the main thing was to fast in the fourth, in the fifth month. To fast in Av, Av was a month of Peronius, such Peronius that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We make Tzayim HaChamishi. Same thing, Tzayim HaShavi, Tzayim HaAsiri. However, by the Tzayim HaAsiri, which is Asara B'Teves, in addition to that pasuk that we have in Zechariah that says that it's Tzayim HaAsiri, you fast in the 10th month, there's an additional pasuk which we mentioned before in Yechezkel that says that you have to make this fast Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. Says Reb Chaim, the Asara B'Teves is different B'Yisoid HaDin than all other fasts. All other fasts, the Kfiyas is that in that month you have to fast. The day is just Kilu like Agav Urcha. That's the day that it happened, so you do it on that day. But the Yisoid HaTainis is to fast in that month. Asara B'Teves, it's more than that. You don't just have to fast in the 10th month, in the month of Teves. It says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, this day, for whatever reason, is more mesugal for Peronius. That was the day that the start, that was Aschalta de Peronusa, it says, that was the start of everything, the beginning of the end, when Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Yerushalayim. Specifically on this day of Asara B'Teves, there was a fast, and this is Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. The takona, the original takona was not just to fast in the month of Teves, but to fast Ba'asiri B'Teves. The Mela says, Reb Chaim, that is pshat in this Mechudish Tikashita of the Avodram and the Bahag, that if it would come out on Shabbos, you have to fast on Shabbos. Why is that? Because Be'etzem, any Tainus that the Chazal said that we have to fast on, we would really have to fast even on Shabbos. Be'etzem, a Tainus is Doicha Shabbos. We should fast even on Shabbos. Chazal wanted us to fast for the Chomer Ha'inyan, for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, or other things that were around that Tkufa. So we have to fast even on Shabbos. The only reason why on Tisha B'Av, if it comes out on Shabbos, or another fast, if it comes out on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday, is because the fast wasn't really designated to be Dafka on that day. It had to be in this month. It had to be Tzayim HaRevi, Tzayim HaChamishi. So if it comes out on Shabbos, we don't push away Shabbos, so you do it to Sunday. By Asar B'Tevis, where it says, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, that the fast is Nikva Dafka, not just in Tzayim HaAsiri, but it has to be specifically in Asar B'Tevis, on the 10th day. So if it comes out on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. So it's not that he's saying that historically it happened on Shabbos, so we have to do it even on Shabbos. We're saying the whole idea of Asara B'Teves, the whole kvius that was established, the fast Asara B'Teves, is different than the way any other Tainus was established. Any other Tainus was established with that month. So you do it on the specific day that it happened. That day of Shabbos, you do it on Sunday. But Asara B'Teves was established specifically with the day of the 10th day of Teves. Therefore, even if it will come out on Shabbos, you do it dafka on Asara B'Teves. Rashi and the Rambam, that hold that Asara B'Teves is similar to all other fasts. If it will come out on Shabbos, you'd have to push it off. The answer is that Rashi and the Rambam hold that every other Tainus as well is supposed to be in that day. Tisha B'Av is the 9th day of Av. It's called in the Pasuk, Tzayim HaChamishi. But really the Kviyas was that they said you have to do it on this specific day, which was the Pashup Shat before we ever heard this Yisoid of Reb Chaim. That every fast, in addition to having a month that it's designated for, it also has a day. Not just Asara B'Teves. Every other Tainus also has a day. And Shabbos really overpowers the Tainus. When any Tainus comes out on Shabbos, Shabbos overpowers the Tainus, and we push it off to Sunday. So just like the Mishnah says it by Tisha B'Av, even though Tisha B'Av has its own designated day, so who had din Asara B'Teves, which also has a designated day. Even so, we pushed off to Sunday. So what comes out now is that we have the Machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam on one side, and the Avodram and the Bahag on the other side. Not a Machlokes Lagabe Asara B'Teves. Everybody holds that Asara B'Teves, the way it was established, was not just to fast in the 10th month, but the 10th day of the 10th month. Asara B'Teves. The Machlokes is Lagabi all other fasts. Tisha B'Av, let's say. Was Tisha B'Av Tzayim HaChamishi, that you have to do in the 5th month, in the month of Av, you have to fast? Rather, they made it on the 9th day of Av. But if you'd want, if it's, let's say, Tisha B'Av would come out on Shabbos, so you would make it on the 10th day of Av. Be'etzem, the takana was only on the month. That's the way the Avodram would hold. And Rashi and the Rambam hold no. Tisha B'Av, as well as all the other fasts, have a designated day, just like Asara B'Teves. And even if it would come out on Shabbos, so there would be a designated day. You would have that contradiction between Shabbos and the Yontif, Shabbos and the Tainus. And if Shabbos pushes off Tisha B'Av, like it says in the Mishnah, so who adin, it would push off Asara B'Teves. So now we have a machloikas. Are all the other Tanaisim, like Tisha B'Av and the rest, similar to Asara B'Teves or not? So here, I would like to say like this. It could be that Tosfos holds like the Avodram. Tosfos would hold that Asara B'Teves has a specific day, but every other Tainus is the Tainus of the month. This is the Tzayim HaRavi, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaShvi. So every Tainus is the Tainus of the month. Only Asara B'Teves has its specific day that's designated for it. Therefore, when Tosfos talks about Rebbe being Mevatel HaTakana of Bezdin, that Rebbe wanted to change Tisha B'Av and be Mevatel Tisha B'Av, if he was going to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av altogether, that Rebbe couldn't do. But for Rebbe to change the day from the 9th to the 10th, Tosfos says that's not a problem of nullifying a Takana. Why is that? Because the whole Takana originally was just to be Tzayim HaChamishi, was just to be a fast in the 5th month, in the month of Av. So any day in that 5th month, it can still be a Kiyam of that Takana. The Takana is to be Tzayim HaChamishi, just like if Tisha B'Av fallen on Shabbos, you do it on the 10th. So Rebbe wanted it always to be on the 10th. That's not called being Mevatel. The Gemara on Daf Beis that says when you change the day, you're being Mevatel, that means if the days of Kriyas HaMegillah would be on the 14th of Adar and the 15th of Adar, and you want to change the day to the 11th, 12th, and 13th, that will be a problem. You're changing a designated day. But by Tzayim HaChamishi, Tisha B'Av, which Tosfos is saying that if you would change it from the 9th to the 11th, that's not called being Mevatel. That's because the whole time, the whole takana of fasting on Tisha B'Av wasn't miyuchat specifically to Tisha B'Av. It was miyuchat for Av. It was the fast of Av, Tzayim HaChamishi. So to move it to the 10th day, that wouldn't be called being Mevatel, Divrei Bezdin. The Ritva, however, who asked the question and says, what do you mean if it's from Tisha B'Av to change it to the 10th, that would be called being Mevatel, Divrei Bezdin? The Ritva would seem would hold like Rashi and the Rambam, that all other fasts as well, just like Asara B'Tevis was Be'etzem Ayayim Hazeh, so all other fasts also are Be'etzem Ayayim Hazeh, even if the Pasuk doesn't say it. But if it's Tisha B'Av, it's the 9th day of Av, any other day, it's Miyuchat for that day as well. Therefore, to push, to change something from the 9th day of Av to the 10th day of Av, that's totally being Mevatel. It's being Mevatel, not the whole idea of it, but it's being Mevatel that day. And therefore, the Ritva says that that will be called a Bittul of Bezdin Chaverah. So again, the main idea that we want to bring out is in this Yesod of Reb Chaim is that Asara B'Teves is different than all other fast days. Asara B'Teves is called Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. Whether all of the fast days are different than that, that will be totally in a Machlokes Rishonim. The Avodram would hold specifically Asara B'Teves has to be on that day. Every other fast day is like the fast day of the month. And therefore, if it falls out on Shabbos, everything will be pushed off to Sunday except Asara B'Teves. And I want to say that maybe that's the pshat in Tosfos as well, that Tosfos holds moving Tisha B'Av from the 9th to the 10th is not called nullifying Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av, as long as you keep it in the 5th month, that would be the Tzayim HaAsiri. However, Rashi and the Rambam would hold that just like Asara B'Teves has its designated day, and pushing it off would be considered moving around the Takana, and therefore if it was on... Rashi and the Rambam hold that just like Asara B'Teves has a designated day, every other Tainus also has a designated day. And even so, if it falls out on Shabbos, we push it off from Shabbos, because Shabbos is more chamer than the Tainus. So Asara B'Teves would have the same din. And that's what I wanted to say, but that's the Ritva as well. That's why the Ritva understood that even on Tisha B'Av, moving it from the 9th to the 10th would also be called nullifying the Takana of Bezdin. This would be this Machlokes. I just want to mention, it said that Rabbi Kron will be speaking about Asara B'Teves. So I didn't know if the sign was clear that I was giving a shiur on any of Asara B'Teves. So for those who came for like a little bit of a shmooze, I don't want it to be a mekach tos. So I just want to mention that the first Mishnah Brura and Hilchas Tainyos, since Simon Tavkuf Mem Tes, the Mishnah Brura brings a very chash of a shmooze of the Rambam. And that's the Rambam also in Hilchas Tainyos. But the Rambam says the point of fasting is not just to afflict ourselves, to fast, to sit around the whole day and say, oh, how hungry I am, what are you going to break your fast on, where are you going to eat, in yeshiva of course, but what are you going to do afterwards, and to think, what can I do, how much can I sleep. It's not the point just the not doing, that's not the point of a fast day. The point of a fast day is la'oirer halavavos. La'oirer halavavos means that a person should think a little bit, should try to improve himself. To be ma'oirer halavavos, that why did we have this fast day? Because there was a churban. Why was there a churban? In order for a person to be mizbainin, what brought the churban? And whatever brought the churban applies even these days. As it says, any day that the Beis HaMikdash was not built, that means if there was a Beis HaMikdash these days, it would be destroyed. So a person has to always think, what are the yesoidus of that day? What are the yesoidus of the churban? In order to improve himself in tshuva. And improve himself in tshuva is not just that waiting for the Beis HaMikdash for the time that the churban is not going to be here anymore, but it's improving on every single aspect in our life. Ben Adam L'Chaveri, Ben Adam L'Amakim, a person has to improve his ways. And when a person improves in his ways, and Klal Yisrael as a whole begins to improve, then already that's the first step. Hashem knows that a person can't fight the Yetzer Hara and win at all times. I mentioned recently, the Chovas Havavah says that the hardest battle that a person will ever have is not on the battlefront. The hardest battle that he's going to have is the Milchemes HaYetzer, the Milchama that the Yetzer Hara fights within each person. Because the Yetzer Hara is smarter than us, and the Yetzer Hara knows exactly what we like and what we don't like, and he gets us exactly with what we like. He pulls us there. That is the hardest battle that a person has to fight. So to win that battle, hands down, and say, okay, now, Mavatel the Yetzer Hara, that's not going to happen so easily. What Hashem wants us to do in times of a tainus, in times where we're supposed to sit back and think a little bit how we could improve ourselves, is to take one small step, to improve ourselves a little bit, to think, how can we change a little bit? Once Hashem sees that we want to go in the right direction, it gives Hashem the biggest pleasure, kavayacho, to the biggest pleasure to just help pull us along. So Hashem says, shuva elai v'ashuva aleichem. You return to me, take the first step, and then I'll come to you. But first show me that you're interested, and then I'll give you the siyata d'shmai. Person can't go and say, okay, now it's Asara B'Teves, I'm supposed to think of tshuva, I'm supposed to think of bettering myself, so I'm going to turn over a new leaf and become a whole new person. That might last for a half hour, an hour. But for a person to do something concrete, to improve one step, to improve one thing, whether it's Ben Adam L'Chaveri, Ben Adam L'Amokim, a person knows where they need improvement, maybe to accept on ourselves, an extra Seder, get a Chavrusa to learn something, to learn Halacha, to learn Navi, get a Chavrusa, an extra Chavrusa at a time that you weren't learning, not during Seder. But at another time, 5 minutes of supper, 10 minutes of supper, 10 minutes after Meir, to get ourselves another small Seder, to be more makbid and davening with a tzibur. You know, if a person makes it an issue by him, that he should make sure to daven b'tzibur. So it's not just that he's not going to daven mincha later on and miss the minyan in the yeshiva, and he'll daven later on, wherever he is, right before shkia. He's going to be makbid on davening b'tzibur, so he's going to make this man. That also helps a person wake up on time. Person has a problem getting up, but if you know that you're makbid every single day to daven shachris b'tzibur, so in Waterbury, it's not Yerushalayim where you have 100 minyanim for shachris till any times in the morning and possibly the afternoon. That you know, that's not what happens. If you don't make 6:45, you come to 7:45. If you don't make 7:45, you're in trouble. So if you don't care that much about tefillah b'tzibur, so that nothing's going to push you. But maybe to take out a little bit of a musr seder, or to make a halacha seder, to learn that you have to daven tefillah b'tzibur. And these things that help a person in his regular daily schedule, one small thing to try to realize the chashivas of a tefillah b'tzibur, that could already get the whole day of a person, shachus mincha ma'ariv, headed in the right direction. Another thing that person could think of, something small. Everyone again should think on their own. That's what the tainus is for. La'ir halavavus. But just some suggestions. One other thing that I find is very negeya for bachim and yeshiva is to make sure that you're not hanging around with the wrong crowd. In every yeshiva, there are good guys and better guys. Right? There's good guys and better guys. Right. So to make sure you're hanging around with the better guys always helps. So again, a person can't choose, you know, who he's hanging around with lunchtime and in the Beis Medrash, and who his dorm, you know, roommates are. But a person knows that late at night, the people who are shmoozing until very late at night, who are not so makbid on tefillah b'tzibur, those are not the people to go over to chapa shmooz with at 1 o'clock in the morning. A person has to use their seichel and realize that hanging around with the crowd, I'm not talking about people necessarily doing dvarim asurim, but just pitzel's man, and which ends up in Lashon Hara, which ends up in Lake Sanis, which ends up in all different things that are not so recommended. So a person has to try to be makam on himself, on a tainus, to first of all be makbid a little more on halacha, makbid on tefillah b'tzibur, take on an extra seder, even a small seder, learning with a younger bacher, Rabbi Kestenbaum has been into recently, to get a seder with a younger bacher. When a person realizes that he has to be in a role of a mashpia, because he's learning with a younger bacher, here he thinks of himself as someone who's like being makabel from his Rosh Hashivas, from his Rebbeim, from everybody in the yeshiva. Then he says, you know, in these 5 minutes, when I learn with a younger bacher, I have to be a role model. I can't come 3 minutes late, so 5 minutes later, because then what's this guy going to think? So it's a gewaldige thing, the hashpa, to be able to learn with someone younger, to be helping out, Torah's chesed, the Torah besides you yourself learning from others, but also to give to others. That's something that seems small, a 5 minutes later, but could really change a person's focus in his life. And again, to hang out with the right crowd, this is something, it might seem small, just, you see, our Olam shmoozing, instead of going to see what the hak is, Adrab, you see a few guys there that are not so makbid on their zman, and they could shmooze for the next 2 hours straight without noticing it. So stay away from such a crowd. These are things, but again, the point is that to realize that a tainus is not a day where we're supposed to afflict ourselves and think about how hungry we are. It's a day where we're supposed to not focus on our gashmias, not focus on our eating, adarabba, to focus on things that are important in life and see how we can improve ourselves. Asara B'Teves specifically is a tainus that has to do with Churban Beis HaMikdash. As you mentioned before, this is considered in the Sfarim as the beginning of the end. In Tisha B'Av, that was the Makkeh B'Patish, as you say, for those who learn Hilchos Shabbos. the Makkah Patish, that was the final blow. Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It finished being destroyed on Yud B'Av. But the we fast on Tisha B'Av because that was the beginning of the Churban, Beis HaMikdash Mamish. But when did the Churban start? Aschalta de Peranusa was Asar B'Tevis. That's when it all started. We have to think on Asar B'Tevis besides how we can improve ourselves. But why did Hashem do this? Hashem loves us. Ki Atem Hama'at Mikol Ha'amim. Hashem loves us for all the reasons that I brought down. And the tachlis of the creation of the world was for Klal Yisrael and for our Kiyum HaMitzvahs and Limud HaTorah. So why would Hashem bring a Churban Beis HaMikdash, which takes away so much from our Kedusha, so much from our Koichas, and to reach high Madregas? And the answer is spoken out by many. I saw once put down beautifully in the Shiurei Das, which is a sefer of Yosef Leib Bloch, and from Tells, the old Tells. And I had the opportunity actually last year to be in the Tells building with my father and a whole trip, a whole group of people. And my father asked me to say over something that was said here in this building, a shir or a shmuz, that was said over in the building of Tells in Lithuania. And I said over this piece of the Shiurei Das, I expounded on a little more, but the main yesoid that he says there, he said it in that building in 1926. That was like his shmuz when he was talking about Churban. And he says, what's the idea that Hashem does a Churban? Hashem is like taking a comma, you did averus to me, so I'm going to throw away your Beis HaMikdash. He says, no, Churban is the biggest favor that Hashem does to us. Hashem wants to be sure that we're not going to get too far from Him. Even in times that we're doing averus, if Hashem would not do anything, we would keep going and going, become further and further, until there would be no more Klal Yisrael. Everybody would intermarry and assimilate, and everybody would be doing. Nobody would be learning Torah and doing mitzvahs anymore. It would reach a time where there would be no such thing as Klal Yisrael anymore. And because Hashem loves us so much, therefore He doesn't want it to reach that stage. So at a certain point, Hashem puts His foot down and says, Ad Khan, now comes the Churban Beis HaMikdash, now comes Germany, now comes the Romans, now comes whatever it is, in order to put a stop to the Yerida of Klal Yisrael, as we said in the Kinos today, right? Holech v'chaser, ad ha-chodesh ha-asiri, that we were mamish getting less and less and less, less with our Kiyum HaTorah and mitzvahs, less in numbers, people assimilating, until Hashem says, now is the chodesh ha-asiri, now is the time to start the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We'll wipe away the Beis HaMikdash, the Yidden will remember their identity, they'll be forced to remember their identity, they'll be sent into Galus, and they'll have to live among the Goyim. The reason that Hashem brings the Churban is not just to give us a patch, Adarabba, it's for the purpose that a father gives the kid a patch. To remember what you're doing is wrong, and therefore improve yourself. So when Hashem, that's a Av, which is the month that was the Peronius of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's called Menachem Av. Because it's a Menachem, it's a Nechama. Not just in the future it will be a Nechama. But today it's a Nechama. The fact that Hashem gave us a Churban Beis HaMikdash, even though it seems to be a blessing in disguise, we would love if the Beis HaMikdash was still here. But the truth is that it is a bracha. It's the biggest favor. Now that we've reached the stage of being so far away and doing so many averis, the biggest favor Hashem could do is to put an end to it by making a Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's the idea. When we realize, and we're misvoining a little bit on a tainus that has to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we realize that the reason for the Churban is because Hashem loves us so much and wants to keep us close. Therefore, when a person wants to improve, and he thinks, if I take the first step, will Hashem come through? Will Hashem make it easier for me? Because if I have to do this whole thing myself, it's hopeless. So you think about the whole idea of Churban, and you realize that the whole reason that Hashem brought the Churban is in order to keep us close. So of course, if a person takes that first step, and he's Shuva Elai, he tries to improve in any of the ways we mentioned before, any of a person's own ways, a person should really give it some thought this afternoon, after Mincha, where a person thinks, any way that I can improve a little bit, of course, if the whole reason Hashem brought the Churban was in order to make sure we're staying in line and we're not getting too far from Him, of course Hashem will come through, v'ashuve eilechem, and Hashem will return to us and help us with our Mochemes HaYetzer and help us improve in the way that is the biggest possible way for ourselves. I just want to end that we should have a bracha that the Pasuk in Zechariah that we mentioned before in the first part of our shir, in Paraches, where it talks about the Tzayim HaRevi, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaShavi, and Tzayim HaAsiri. The context of that Pasuk is in Nevuah, the La'asid Lavoi, all these days, the Tzayim HaRevi and Chamishi, Yishev Asa B'tamas and Tisha B'Av, and also Tzayim HaShavi and Tzayim HaAsiri, Tzayim Gedalia and Asara B'Teves. They'll all one day turn into Sasein Ulesimcha, Ulemayadim Toivim, eventually, when there's no more Churban and the Beis HaMikdash comes, these will be days of Sasein and Simcha, and Mayadim Toivim, we should be Zeicha, that today, Asara B'Teves, and all the future, the Taneisim that are on our calendar for this coming year should all be erased, and that it should all be remarked for days of Sasein and Simcha, Ulemayadim Toivim, to Binyan Beis HaMikdash.